The sounds of music mingle with the smells of food, drink and perfume at a lap dancing club in London. The number of clubs where women dance on poles or tables for paying clients has doubled since 2004 to around 300 today. That's being blamed on the 2003 licensing law. With this act, lap dance clubs are treated like any ordinary coffee shop or bar. But this may soon change. Councils, MPs, residents and women's groups have been calling for stronger rules that allow local people more say in where these clubs open. Sandrine Levesque from Object, an organisation campaigning for changing the law, explains the position of the protesters.
The objectification of women occurs in lap dancing clubs, and that has been completely facilitated by licensing, which has made it easy for lap dancing clubs to become much more mainstream, therefore making that objectification much more mainstream. The campaign aims to challenge that by saying that lap dancing clubs are not ordinary leisure venues because they fit into a culture of sexism, therefore they should be considered differently.
But this argument for gender equality is often lost under fears of public safety. Locals focus more on the negative moral influence of clubs on children. Objections boil down to residents simply not wanting the clubs in their area. Sandrine defends this position.
This is an equality issue, not a morality issue in the sense of it's wrong because there's nudity. It's a social issue. They are linked to sexism and they should be talked about as an equality issue.
But many of the dancers themselves don't agree. They don't want the stigma of their workplaces being called sex encounter establishments. Critics of the campaign insist that changing laws to protect women and children in the areas will do nothing for the women working in these clubs. Besides, don't many people see the women working in the industry as, in a way, more sexually empowered?
I don't think that it's useful to try and put women against women. This campaign is not about saying these women are less empowered or these women are more empowered. This campaign is about saying club owners and punters, because the focus is always on the women who work in clubs. We're trying to bring focus onto the men who run the industry. The industry as a whole promotes sexism.
The Labour government has agreed to consider changes to the Licensing Act. But till then, the future for lap dancing clubs remains uncertain.